Okay, Simple Pierre, these are in here. Today's date is 09/23/2024. Dictation is for Gary Macellari. Macellari spells Macellari. Gary spells Gary. Date of birth is 05/14/1993. This is a 31-year-old gentleman here with back pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 10 days. He denies direct trauma. He stated, however, that he works as a construction worker and routinely lifts stuff. He said that for 10 days ago he made a sudden turn, and that's when his pain starts to get worse. Also, he reports some pain shooting down the left leg to his knees, period. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. He denies decreased strength in lower extremities, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history denies alcohol, drugs, tobacco use. Next line, family history is none. Next line, medication is none. Next line, allergies is penicillin. Next line, physical exam is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 121/72. Pulse 71, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph, back. No bony deformity, no tenderness of the bony structures, no step off, no crepitus. Yes, full range of motion with mild discomfort and lateral rotation, period. There's some tenderness in the lateral surface of his lumbosacral spine with some muscle stiffness, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Strength in lower extremities 5/5. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented and three cranial nerves, 2/10, normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and effect and normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is lumbar radiculopathy, number 2 back pain, number 3 muscle stiffness. Next paragraph. Patient informed me that he was seen at another facility yesterday where he received IV steroids and was prescribed hydrocodone. This is confirmed on the PMP aware. Patient received a total of 40 pills, 40. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point injection. Patient and I had a discussion on the process. We talk about complications and side effects. Says he understands and gives verbal permission for me to proceed. site of pain was identified between patient and I. These areas were marked with a skin marker. Next line, site was then cleaned with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol. Next line, a mixture of solumedrol and lidocaine, approximately 5 cc's, were injected at areas of maximal pain. These areas were 4 in total. These areas were injected. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, there were no blood loss. Next line, patient reports improvement in his back discomfort. He was advised to continue medication that he received from the other facility yesterday, namely Narco. Strongly encouraged not to drink or drive with this medication, to come back to the clinic if worse, period. Next paragraph. CT scan of his lumbosacral spine was ordered with contrast. MRI was not ordered because patient indicated that he's not insured and has to pay cash and would like to go the cheaper route, period. Patient was advised as soon as he completes the MRI, the CT scan of his back, to come back with the results so we can discuss treatment options. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of discussion.